Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and unapologetic Trekkie, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is All Men Would Be Klingons. It's no secret that I'm a Star Trek fan, with a Lieutenant Uhura costume in my closet to prove it. When I meet other fans, I often ask, what would you be if you could be any other species in the Star Trek universe? Almost without exception, the men say, Klingon! Well, Kepla, fellas. I don't know what my fellow female Star Trek fans would be. I haven't met any. Eschewing the wonders of modern dentistry, Klingons represent the warrior side of humanity. They value bravery, loyalty, and honor. That's too bad. If they valued love, they'd choose to be Tribbles, because who doesn't love a Tribble? If Tribbles were human, they'd be Canadians. Occasionally, someone will say they want to be Q, an all-powerful character that was as funny as he was vexing. But again, that bespeaks a man's desire to be omnipotent without consequence. Surprisingly, no one has ever said they want to be a changeling, a being with the ability to change size and shape at will. Viagra be damned. Arm the photon torpedoes and fire at will. And what species would I choose to be, you ask? Good question. Star Trek is full of choices for women. We don't all have to be the green chick. Although I admire their prowess with a batleth, sort of honor, choosing to be a female Klingon is kinda redundant for me. I was born an angry black woman, so I think I have the Klingon thing covered. I'd also have to rule out shapeshifter. Yes, it would take breast enhancement surgery off the table, but frequent size changes would kill my wardrobe budget. It might be nice to be a Betazoid, with the ability to read minds. Scratch that. Most times, I don't even want to know what I'm thinking. Romulan women seem pretty badass, but it might just be the big 80s shoulder pads they wear in every Star Trek series. This earns them my vote for a species most in need of a makeover. For both strong and sexy, nobody rocks it better than the women of Bajor. There's an extra sway in my strut when I'm sporting my Bajoran ear cuff. Are you surprised that I have one? Don't be. In fact, I have two. What? But the Star Trek species I choose to be is Vulcan. Close your mouth. You heard me. I said Vulcan. I love their logic, their control, and what they've been able to accomplish by setting aside their emotions. I envy them that ability since I've never really gotten the hang of it. I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't have to. Everything shows on my face. It hides nothing, at least not very well. When I'm on stage, it's great. Off stage, it's a disaster. I think it, feel it, and show it on my mug. Everything from love to contempt. It's all right there in the curve of my lip, the wrinkle of my nose, and the arch in my left eyebrow. If I look like I'm judging you, I probably am. Oh, to be a Vulcan. But they're so cold, my Trek friends say. True, but the Ponfar, that once every 7 year party, is off the hizzook. It's like Mardi Gras times spring break squared. That's MG times SB2. It's intriguing, tribalistic xenophobes that we are, that we'd ever choose to be something other than our bright and shiny selves. I can't say that I blame us, though. We're an ignorant and petty little life form, trying hard to kill ourselves and everything around us. Sometimes we try to do better. Art, music, chocolate. And sometimes we don't. War, slavery, snooky. One of the hopes Star Trek Next Gen promised was humanity 2.0. No hunger, poverty, or referrals to see a specialist. How is that not our finest hour? But do we really believe this is possible? Deep down, probably not, or we wouldn't be so willing to jump ship to the first species that would have us. But maybe the better question is, what sort of creature is Rick Santorum? Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Graydon Square. Please check out his work at graydonsquare.bandcamp.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.